This night, your soul will be required of you. And all these things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? In other words, when you're dead and gone, is anything left that's worth anything? Will your life leave any value behind? In other words, what's your legacy going to be? What am I going to leave behind me? It's going to be worth anything. This man thought he had enough to do him for years. He could live to be 90 years old and eat and drink every day, but didn't get to enjoy one bit of it. I don't know about you. I think I have the opposite problem from him. You know, I've got some things put up. The people of God, you know, put up, they pay retirement for us priests, and so that when we get old and gray, we'll have a little bit of something to live on. And my problem is not to think that I can eat and drink and be merry every day, and I got plenty left up. These days, you know, with the economy going down, the lower the economy and the stock market go, the higher my anxiety goes that there's not going to be enough left by the time I get to be 90 years old. Well, I'll live out my last days in penury. Which may be a better problem to have than this rich man had. Is all that going to matter? Anybody here bought a lottery ticket lately? A Powerball? It's over $1 billion. And they did? Oh, okay. Well, I'm always a day late and a dollar short. But, well, I mean, even if you took it all in one lump sum and paid all the taxes on it, there'd still be enough. You could say what this man said. You eat, drink, and be merry. You got enough left for years, maybe centuries to come. But where is all this going to go? Where is all this piled up wealth going to go? The rich man was asked. You know, I might be glad that I didn't win that $1 billion. You know, it's been the ruination of some people, families. I think some years ago, 30, 40 years ago, when all that started, some Pentecostal preacher over in West Virginia won it, some immense amount. And his family came to disaster. I mean, there were divorces, there was estrangement, a couple of suicides. It wasn't the blessing I think he thought it would be. Wealth can be our downfall. It might be good that I didn't win that. And you know, if I died tonight, if I'd won it and died tonight, what would be left that would be worth anything? Not all that money. Would I have left behind me any faith, any hope, any love? That's the things that matter, isn't it? Not how much money your family has, but how much love there is between you, how much faith you're handing on to your children, that you have even now the hope of heaven. What's that worth to you? I just hope my legacy will be worth a little something in the sight of God, and that yours will be too. Not what kind of retirement portfolio I have, but what's our treasure in heaven going to be? This is how it is, Jesus says, when one grows rich in the things of earth, but not what matters to God. You know, we're here tonight, as the letter of the Colossians admonished us, since we have died with Christ, who sits at the right hand of God, let's look not to the things of earth, but at least in this Eucharist, look to the things of heaven. For that's what matters. That's our ultimate inheritance.